Welcome to Perek Vav of Sefer Shirashirim. It starts off with the nations mocking us. They were saying, Hashem's nowhere to be found. It's Golus after all. But just, however, responds Shlomo HaMelech, just as Hashem will be present in the Beis HaMikdash, is located in the Batei Medrash throughout Golus, his attention is diverted to heartfelt tefillah. Now that is, we've mentioned this before, in Yechezkel, the Mikdash Ma'at that Yechezkel talks about, are the shuls and Batei Medrash of Golus in Bavel. They have a sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. They are embassies. It's why that we took bricks from Eretz Yisrael and we used part of those bricks or stones to build shuls in the diaspora. Hashem won't abandon those that never forsake him. However, the second Beis HaMikdash will miss some of the features of the first. Machlokes, exactly the Gemara and Yuma. Well, actually, it's two different Midrash, the Gemara and Yuma versus the Medrash. What exactly was missing in the second Beis HaMikdash? Was the Shekhinah there? Was it not there? But nevertheless, they were different because Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael has been somewhat diminished by this treachery, the fact that our sins caused the Golus. Nevertheless, Hashem has... Hashem knows that, acknowledges that we have an innate level of sanctity, which we have inside of us, just needs to be drawn out of us. But compared to nuts, why nuts? What are these? Egozim, etc. What are these? They have a humble appearance. They contain beautiful fruit on the inside. Klal Yisrael too, they appear humble, but internally they have tremendous substance, tremendous wisdom. If you remember, by the way, the charoses that we make on Seder night is full of the fruits and the food that we're compared to in Shir HaShirim. Klal Yisrael succumbed to sin and it caused their demise in the era of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's how we finish this parak.